Revelation chapter 2 and verse 21. Let me read the words just as they stand. Christ addressing the believers, the ecclesia, the church at Thyatira. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. Revelation 2, verse 21. Now we know that the her and the she refer to this woman Jezebel, verse 20. That woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. I have given her, says Christ, I have given her time to repent of her immorality. Her teaching, and by her teaching, she has misled my servants, believers, into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols, verse 20. So this woman, a member of the assembly, I would say, a teacher in the assembly, she's claiming to be. She's claiming to be a prophetess. And she's pronouncing words in the name of Christ. But what her teaching tends to, what her teaching is about, what she leads believers into is sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. Idol worship, breaking of conscience, false doctrine, sexual immorality. Jezebel. You see, I'm sure this is a reference back to the wife of Ahab, that wicked woman and that wicked king. And you tolerate this, says Christ. Now, I have given her time to repent. Now, who is speaking? Well, the Lord Jesus. The words of the Son of God, with eyes blazing like fire, with feet shining like gleaming brass. The holy, the all-seeing, the piercing, the sovereign King of kings. And yet, and this is the glory of this verse to me, the gracious, merciful, kind, long-suffering Lord Jesus Christ, I have given her time. I have given her time to repent, not merely remorse, but change of mind. Give up this prophesying. Give up this false teaching. Give up this immorality. Give up this idolatry. Stop it. Come back to the right way. I have given her time to repent, to turn back from all this immorality. And then we get this. But what a solemn word here. Here is the gracious Lord Jesus, not visiting in judgment immediately, not smiting down at once, but in mercy, in grace, offering time, giving time, offering space, inviting this woman back to turn away from her wrong ways. But she is unwilling. Now, how often that chorus is repeated in Scripture. John 5, verse 40, Christ complains to the Jews at that time, you are not willing, you will not come to me. You are not willing. You don't want to come to me that you might have life. Matthew 23 and verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you. How often I would have delivered you and saved you from calamity. But you were not willing. I would have gathered you like a chick, like a hen gathers her chicks. I would have saved you. But you were not willing. Romans 10, 21. God all day long stretching out his hands, his arms of mercy to a disobedient people. Romans 2, verse 4. God gives time for repentance. Don't you know the goodness of God that leads you to repentance? And this is said to this professing believer, this so-called prophetess. What a warning here. This so-called believer, this member of the assembly, but she will not. She will not turn. She will not make the repentance. She will not come back. She is determined to go on, even though I have given her time. My brother and sister, This is a day of grace and mercy. This is the time of repentance. I believe ecclesias, churches, believers, I believe I should, today should be examining ourselves. Search me, O God, try me, and we should be testing ourselves too. We should be returning to the Lord. I believe there is a call here for us. This is the day of grace. This is the time of mercy. This is the opportunity for us to come back. Christ is speaking. Judgment will begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 17, I think. So it is a challenge here to all believers. Is God speaking to you? Is Christ speaking to you, my brother, my sister? Is he speaking to me? We must hear him. We must know what it says, not just know the text, but we must take this time, this opportunity, and turn back to the Lord. Am I speaking to a backslider? Oh, come back. Christ is willing. The book of Hosea. I will love you freely. I will forgive all your backslidings. Don't be afraid to come. Be afraid to stay away. Now is the time. Come now to Christ again. And I cannot leave it there, of course. It's not only a word of encouragement to believers, but a word of warning too, if we will not repent. But how about the unbeliever? Oh, unbeliever, don't you realize that Christ is giving you time and time and time again, opportunity after opportunity, to hear the gospel, to repent, to turn to him, to believe, to call upon his name? Even this little discourse now, feeble though it might be just the opportunity that you need. You've got it anyway, you've got it now. Can't you see this is the time of repentance? Don't delay any longer. How many times before you may have put this off. Close in with Christ now. May it not be said of anybody listening to this. May it not be said of me. I've heard the word of God, but I am not willing. I've heard the offer of mercy. I've heard the command to repent. I've heard the warnings. I've heard the pleadings, but they have left me unmoved. May that not be true, my friend. This is a very, very solemn word. I have given her time to repent of her immorality. But these next four words, but she is unwilling. What solemn words they are. May they not be said of any of us. I appeal to you and I appeal to myself. May God bless this little discourse. May we all be a willing people. May we all come gladly to receive Christ. May the Lord's power be in this. The Lord's people shall be willing in the day of his power. May it be that Christ will so use these feeble words that many may be made willing to return, willing to come back, and believers to be restored, and sinners to be saved. May God bless this little discourse to that end. For the sake and glory and honor of the name of God in Jesus Christ by his Spirit. Amen.